Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Now, let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. Between deadlines, relationships, and just keeping up with the daily grind, it's easy to feel like we're constantly running on fumes. But what if I told you there is a secret weapon for navigating all that chaos? It's not some magic potion or overnight fix, it's something far more powerful. Self-compassion. Think of it as treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer your best friend going through a tough time. Why is this so important, you ask? Because when we constantly beat ourselves up over mistakes or shortcomings, it creates a vicious cycle of negativity that wreaks havoc on our mental well-being. We end up feeling more stressed, anxious, and even isolated. But when we practice self-compassion, we break free from that cycle and create space for genuine healing and growth. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to unlock the power of self-compassion and build stronger, more resilient. First, remember that everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on those slip-ups, try shifting your perspective. See them as opportunities for learning and growth, not as evidence of your inadequacy. You know that feeling when you mess up something small, like spilling coffee? Most of us will brush it off with a laugh. So why do we treat bigger mistakes so harshly? It's time to extend the same grace to ourselves that we give others. Second, practice mindful self-talk. Pay attention to those negative voices in your head, you know, the ones that constantly criticize and put you down. Challenge those thoughts. Replace them with positive affirmations and encouraging words. Treat yourself like a valued friend who deserves kindness and support. Third, cultivate a sense of gratitude. It might sound simple, but focusing on the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your well-being. Take time each day to appreciate the small moments, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a genuine smile from a stranger. These little joys add up and help shift your focus away from negativity. Fourth, remember that you're not alone. We all struggle at times, and reaching out for support can make a world of difference. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional guidance. Sharing your burdens and connecting with others can help you feel less isolated and more empowered. And finally, practice self-care. This means making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to music, or simply spending time doing something you enjoy, prioritize self-care as a non-negotiable part of your routine. You know those days when everything seems to go wrong, and you just want to curl up and hide. Ever felt that way? Maybe you had a stressful morning commute, missed an important meeting, or just couldn't seem to catch a break. That's where self-compassion comes in. Imagine having that supportive friend by your side who says, "Hey, it's okay, we all have those days." Just take a deep breath and remember you're doing the best you can. That's the kind of inner dialogue self-compassion cultivates, a safe space for vulnerability and acceptance. It's about acknowledging your struggles without judgment and offering yourself kindness and support during challenging times. Think about that last time you felt truly stressed. How did you talk to yourself? Now, imagine responding with those same words of encouragement and understanding you'd offer to a friend in need. So remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect or ignoring your shortcomings. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer anyone you care about. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and never underestimate the power of a little self-love. That's it for today's episode. Remember to share this with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion. Leave a review if you enjoyed the episode, and join us tomorrow for another dose of Calm Over Chaos. Until then, stay kind, stay strong, and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.